everybody, and good afternoon. If you can hear the sound of my voice and all this stuff works, we're about to embark on an adventure together, an adventure called Dave Wilson's part of Radio Liberty. It's Thursday again, and it's a gorgeous day here in the Central California coast, and I'm inviting you to stay tuned because we have a very, very exciting guest, Dr. Michael Coffin. We're going to be talking about the UN. We're going to be talking about sustainable development. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things that are interesting to you, and what's more important, we're going to give you good ideas about how you can do something about what's really going on in the United States of America today. But first, I have to warn you that the views expressed on this live radio program are my views. Now, there's a surprise. They're also the views of our guests. They're not the views of the radio station that you're listening to. No, no, no. But they can be your views if you elect to give us a call. And the number to call anywhere in the United States is 888-24-LIBERTY. That's 888-245-4237. Or right here in the Central California coast in area code 831, the number to call is 464-8295. But as Dr. Stan always says, hold those calls for a few minutes while we try to establish what we're doing here and give you some words of importance and so forth and so on, and we'll get to your calls at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Coffman, are you there?
I am.
Thank you for being with us this afternoon. I appreciate it. It's always great talking to you. I enjoyed our conversation we had last month on the Genesis Network, and now we've just kind of swapped around. We've got a whole new audience right ahead of us here. And we can either have the same conversation we had before, or we can start a new one, and I suspect there are all kinds of things that are happening. I went to your website this morning to see what's happening in terms of discerning the times and found some interesting things to copy down and we can talk about. So how about this? How about you're introducing yourself, first of all, and tell the good listeners of Radio Liberty just who you are, where you are, and what you do.
Well, I have a PhD in ecosystems analysis and classification. I actually conducted quite a bit of research during the 1970s and 80s in that particular area. In fact, I was leading a multi-million dollar research effort in the 1980s on the effects of acid rain and global climate change on our nation's forests when I first became aware that there was something far more involved than just protecting the environment by the part of environmental leadership. And I say environmental leadership primarily because most environmentalists, most of the rank and file people, especially the people that send in the $30 to an environmental organization, have no idea of the larger agenda. But when you get to the leadership, they know exactly what they're doing, what they're after, what they want to accomplish over the next 15 or 20 years, and that is basically establishing a world government in which you will be told basically what you can and cannot do in your daily activities to protect the environment.
John Loeffler's come up with the idea that we ought to call it GPS, Global Pantheistic Socialism. Would you agree to that?
Oh, absolutely. John hit it right on the head with that one, I think.
I think he did, too.
I've never heard of it, but it's an excellent acronym.
We need to talk more about that, ladies and gentlemen, you know, because not only is this thing that we're going to be discussing this afternoon global in its area of importance, it's also has a distinct spiritual aspect to it, which perhaps you don't think about that often. And I just want you to be sure that you understand that there is a spiritual dimension to this. And also, we're quickly on the way to socialism. So global pantheistic socialism is an ideal way to label what's going on in our country, in your county, in your city, in the federal government, and perhaps even more importantly, in the global nature with the United Nations and all of the people who are working so feverishly there to get control of your money, get control of our way of life through sustainable development, and then have an army and the court system to back it up. Some of that's already come true, and Dr. Coffman today will be talking a little bit about that, I'm sure. Now, we often talk, don't we, Dr. Coffman, about the three-legged stool of the United Nations. Have you heard that before?
Well, I've heard the three-legged stool. I've also heard the unholy trinity, the United Nations, and I'm not sure exactly what you're...
Well, I'm talking about the courts, the money, and the soldiers and so forth.
Right.
Would you explain that for our listeners?
Well, one of the things that you obviously have to have is money. And the thing that they have been working towards now for over 5 years is the establishment of a United Nations taxation system based primarily on what is known as the Tobin's Tax by James Tobin, the Nobel laureate economist, who established this back in the 1980s, believe it or not, or proposed the idea. And it would establish a 0.5% tax on all international monetary exchanges. Now, that doesn't sound like very much, but it would yield the United Nations well over $1 trillion a year in finances or income, which is about 100 times more than it currently is getting by donations from the individual nation states. So you got to ask the question, why do they need 100 times more money than they're presently getting? It's because they have a world-class bureaucracy that they have to establish that is going to penetrate into every aspect of our lives if they're successful in implementing this. And, of course, the key is going to be the changing of the United Nations Charter. That has to be ratified by the different nations of the world, and that's when we have a chance to stop it. And the big effort on getting the Tobin tax was done in March in Monterrey, Mexico, where they had the financial meeting, and shockingly, surprisingly, even though they fought hard for it, President Bush said, no, we won't support that. So accolades to President Bush on that particular issue. Unfortunately, he said we'll do it by ourselves anyway. Nonetheless, the fact is that at least it's in our control, supposedly, versus the globalist control. And as a consequence, they've had their plans delayed a little bit. I'm not sure exactly the consequences of that. But nonetheless, that has been put on the back burner at least for a temporary basis. The other thing is, of course, obviously the Army. You have to have some way of enforcing it. And the Army has been already created, this Special Reaction Force. We've committed 6,000 of our troops to it. It's not in effect yet. We haven't actually done it, but it's been approved, and we're on the way of actually accomplishing that. Other nations will do likewise, and we'll have a United Nations Army of about 60,000 members or people. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. What is really happening, we think, in all practicality, is that NATO is going to be turned into the United Nations Army. There's no other reason to keep NATO. In fact, Russia just joined NATO last week.
Yeah, I know that was a very strange thing for me to see. And we're going to talk about this more as we come back from the break on a Thursday's edition of Radio Liberty. My name is Dave Wilson. Dr. Stan is away. He'll be away tomorrow, so please keep him in your prayers for provision for his safety of travel, and pray for me, too. Tomorrow we'll be talking with Richmond Odom about the continuing subject of the United Nations and all that's going on, but today we have Dr. Michael Kaufman, and we'll be giving you the address of his website and the phone number where you can contact them to make a donation if you care to, an important thing that you could do. Also, I want to encourage you to prayerfully consider becoming a member of the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You know that as you call 1-800-544-8927 and pledge your support, you help underwrite the cost of providing these programs on the air. Dr. Stan does more than 5 hours of talk radio every day, and it does cost some money. And, of course, all that cost is not recouped through the sale of books and tapes and things. It's dependent upon people just like you to underwrite the cost of these broadcasts. It's a very, very satisfying thing to know that you're standing shoulder to shoulder with Dr. Stan, so to speak, as you pledge your $20 or more a month. And just like Stan, he's going to give you something in return. The four very best tapes of the month will be sent to you free and postpaid. And also, you'll get a copy of Dr. Stan's monthly insightful newsletter. So you give some serious consent to yourself to go ahead and spend that $20. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with more of Dr. Michael Kaufman.
Our four tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
And we're back. For those of you who are listening on shortwave and over the internet, just like to let you know that it's a beautiful day here in the Central California coast, and we're expecting more of the same, and thankful to be here. And I know Dr. Stan is out in Virginia in the D.C. area, and I'm trusting that the weather is pretty similar out there. We're going to have a great weekend. It's important that we enjoy the great surroundings that God has put us in so that we can protect it from those who would have us live in high rises, get rid of our cars, listen to them about how we can't go to McDonald's anymore, and everything else. There is a distinct encroachment upon our liberties through sustainable development and all kinds of other things, and our guest today is probably one of the best experts on all that's going on, Dr. Michael Kaufman. Now, his website is named aptly, Discerning Today. That's D-I-S-C-E-R-N-I-N-G today. That's one word, discerningtoday.org. And I found there some tremendously interesting articles to read, things that are helping me understand what's going on. And I thank you very much, Dr. Kaufman, for keeping that together.
Great. We hope to be able to provide good information to people to help them to make adequate and good decisions when these things come up.
And that's the most important part of it. Now, we're talking about the UN and how they have tried so hard, but unsuccessfully so far, thanks to Monterrey, Mexico, to get money. And we were right in the middle of the discussion of the second leg of a three-legged stool, if you will. That is some sort of military to enforce the United Nations presence wherever it might be needed. And you mentioned that NATO could conceivably become such a force. And I thought to myself about Michael New when you said that, because he was discharged and got into all kinds of trouble for refusing to wear a United Nations thing. But American soldiers are used to participating with NATO things, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And we've always, in past history, we've always had a commander, the general of NATO, as an American. So they've always been under the command of an American, and therefore they meet the requirements of the Constitution to the letter of the law, if not the intent of the law.
Mm-hmm.
And that is likely to change here. In fact, it was very disturbing back in 1990 when we launched our war against Serbia, and it was not President Bush, or President Clinton, excuse me, President Clinton that actually ordered the troops in to start bombing Serbia. It was Aviar Solana, the Secretary General of NATO at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And as a consequence, we started a war at the discretion of a foreign national. That's the only thing that you can say. Not the President of the United States, and certainly not Congress, as specified in the Constitution. And as a consequence, what we're seeing here, of course, is what Michael New was afraid of when he refused to don the uniform of the United Nations, and that is that we are gradually being subsumed, as it were, by foreign interests in one way or another. And again, I think you know this, but in case you don't, Kosovo was not about ethnic cleansing, folks. I hope you've been able to see through this by that time. If you're interested in ethnic cleansing, you have to go to the Sudan, because there it's done in spades. Millions of people have been cleansed because they're not Muslims. And as a consequence, we have one of the biggest ethnic cleansing jobs going on, and we don't seem to care. In the case of Serbia, it was about oil. And not that Serbia has any oil, or not that Kosovo has any oil, but that the oil in the Azerbaijan area of the Caspian Sea was... They were thinking about building a pipeline from Azerbaijan through Georgia, across the Black Sea, and then Bulgaria through Kosovo, and that's the key right there, of course, is Kosovo, and then Albania, and finally to the Adriatic Sea between Albania and Italy for delivery around the world, primarily Europe, but delivery around the world. And they could not get an easement through Kosovo from Slobodan Milosevic. And as a consequence, when Slobodan said no, and he realized what the United States and for a great bit were trying to do, those were the two nations that were pushing this agenda, he said no because it would destroy Russia. Russia gets half of its oil, half of its export income from oil revenues that go north of the Caucasus Mountains. And this southern route, the southern pipeline, would totally avoid that and deny Russia of those revenues, and it would have started a war. In fact, we almost came to a war in May of the year 2000. Most people don't realize that, but I think we were within days, if not hours, of some sort of nuclear terrorism at that time from Russia and perhaps even China that would have then destabilized our economy and the government system at that particular moment in time. And Clinton actually capitulated. It's right in there in the European news. We have it in my book, explanation of all this in my book, Birth of World Government, as to how all this happened. And the American people were totally ignored or ignorant of what was going on because the news media did not broadcast it.
That was going to be my next question. What's going on with our news media? Whose pocket are they in? Sometimes I think they're one place, sometimes I think they're another. But in this case, we heard absolutely nothing about
absolutely
the pipeline.
Absolutely nothing. And yet it was, well, I couldn't say that we didn't see absolutely nothing, because most of the international news media was carrying a story either about China or about Russia and the tensions that were building without really understanding, apparently, what was really going on behind the scenes. They were not connecting the dots to see that we were seeing a major confrontation between the United States and China and Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And as a consequence, it was totally ignored. Now, whether it was done deliberately or not, I don't know. I have suspicion that most of the media was ignorant of this. They happen to live in their own blissful world of utopia, in which they view the world as their at their footstool, and really don't understand what is really going on in the national scene and the international tensions. And the fact that this world government is now being contested by a number of power factions around the world, including the Muslim world, as we saw on September 11th last year.
Exactly. I suspect a great population or percentage of the population of the United States doesn't really care too much about this either, because they're frankly oblivious to caring much beyond their own six-pack and remote control.
Unfortunately, I think you're right, Dave, but you know you don't need the majority of Americans. All you need to do is convince the right 5 to 10%. The Revolutionary War, as we recall, was fought by less than 5%, or actually started by less than 5% of the population, but it was the right 5%.
That's the heartening thing about it. Now, for the third leg of that footstool, I've written down the word justice. And I put a great big question mark by the word justice. We're not going to get any justice if the ICC is implemented, are we?
No, we're not. In fact, of course, it has been implemented now. It's an official United Nations international treaty. And President Bush took Clinton's signature off of it, which then removes us one step away from having some sort of inclusion in that, even though we hadn't ratified it. The fact that Clinton has signed it does make us open to be part of this, where they could send actual police into the United States to collect our citizens for international trial. That is now been stopped. It remains to be seen what they will try. They probably won't try it for a number of years. But the fact is, as we've discussed on this program many, many times, and I'm sure Stan has too, that the ICC, the International Criminal Court, was designed primarily after the Soviet model to keep the population in control, because it has no guidelines whatsoever. You don't know what is a crime against humanity until the judges decide what is a crime against humanity. And if you happen to be polluting and causing disturbance to someone somewhere else, that's a crime against humanity. They can define it that way, and you can be brought before the judges, the tribunal, as it were, in The Hague, and find guilty in prison for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. It's a scary situation, ladies and gentlemen, and the thing that you can do, of course, is understand what's going on. One of the best ways you can understand what's going on is listen to Radio Liberty and go to places like discerningtoday.org, where Dr. Kaufman has put up articles that will help you get the big picture. And you can also buy his book there. You can make a donation if you'd care to, and I think that would probably be a very, very important thing. And the good thing, the best thing about discerningtoday.org is that it has a Christian world view. Often you can find interesting things on the web that have a distinctly pagan world view, even though there is good information there. But here we find that Dr. Kaufman and those who help him put the website together know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, and you know as well as I do how much emphasis I'd like to put on that and how important it is if we're going to worry about this pantheistic area of globalization that is coming down the pike. Well, we're going to be talking about just one aspect of all of this as we come back. Dr. Kaufman, I took off of your website today the Unconstitutional Origins of the Endangered Species Act. And why don't we spend a little bit of time together, you and I, if you want to, about explaining how the United Nations is working hand in glove with people in our government to take away the sovereign right of people to own land, to go about as they please, and to pretty much live as they want to, as defined by the Constitution and particularly Article 6. Does that sound like a plan?
That sounds like a plan.
Great. Well, let me first of all then tell you a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, about another way that you can edify yourself, educate yourself, to find out what you need to know about what's going on. Well, let me, just as an aside, you know, a lot of this stuff sometimes is just not interesting to some of you. Some of you are very, very excited about the United Nations. Some of you are very excited about Agenda 21. Some are excited about the Council on Foreign Relations and so forth and so on, and how it all comes together. But there is one area that I would be willing to bet that you are going to be fascinated by, and yet you don't know where to go to find out something that will help you be able to verbalize this to your neighbors and to those who are around you. Here, now, what you do is you call 800-544-8927 and ask them for a copy of the Radio Liberty resource list. And I keep telling you, this thing just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's all down here. All of the books, all of the videos, all of the single program cassettes and cassette sets that Dr. Stan and his associates have put together by subject. So that if you find the thing that seems interesting to you, you say, bingo, that's the book I need to read. You can get it, you can read it, and then you can become an expert on that particular phase of what's really going on in these United States. Sound like a good deal? It is a good deal. It's free. 1-800-544-8927. That's 800-5-HIV-WAR. Ask the person who answers the phone to send you a copy, free and postpaid, of the Radio Liberty resource list. We're going to be back in just a minute with Dr. Michael Kaufman. Don't go away.
Well, if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics.
Oh, boy, that music is sure relaxing as we come up on the second half hour of a Thursday's edition of Radio Liberty. My name is Dave Wilson. With me on the telephone, Dr. Michael Kaufman from Bangor, Maine. Is that right?
That is correct.
And the number to call there, if you want some more information about discerning the times, is area code 207-945-9878. Is that right?
That's correct. Our product order line is 1-800-799-9878. That's 1-800-799-9878. It's a 24/7 number, so you can get the information on any one of our products or even order it at any time.
And they can become a member of the Discerning Today family of supporters as well, I suspect.
Yes. By all means.
Well, you know, it's so hard sometimes for ministries such as yours and, frankly, ministries like Radio Liberty to convince the folks that something is really going on. And one of the things that I like about your website is that you give specifics, you give information. There's always an incredible number of footnotes and actual facts that people can go check up. You quote not only the Constitution as you do it, but you quote the literature of the dark side, if you will. I was amused in a way at the news today. I don't know whether you heard it about how the UN and the person who's in charge of human rights in the UN, I can't remember the lady's name, has come out in her news conference of this afternoon that America, that is these United States, is being too tough on foreign nationals when they come into this country. We're requiring or going to require that they show us their fingerprints and leave a copy there and maybe even take a picture or something like that. And she said, that's enough. Yeah, you're getting in the way of civil rights of these people. Did you hear that news comment?
No, I haven't, but I'm not a bit surprised. It fits within their scope of activities when you consider the United Nations was thrown out for the Human Rights Commission a year ago, and two nations put in its place. One is Sudan, which has literally killed over 2 million Christians of their own nation, are animists. And then we're not as interested in the animists from the standpoint of a population we want to support, but they're still human beings. And the Muslims have just slaughtered them over the last 10 to 12 years. And nothing is said about it.
And the slave trade as well, isn't that true?
Pardon?
Isn't the slave trade alive and well there also?
The slave trade is just unbelievable in the Sudan, and yet they were voted in as members of the Commission on Human Rights in the United Nations after the United States was kicked off.
I always think that the inmates are running the asylum sometimes when the news media doesn't talk about it. We don't ever hear anything about it. President Bush today at 5 o'clock, when this program is over, will be telling us, I suspect, that Homeland Security is going to be elevated to a cabinet level position now.
Yes.
All kinds of fascinating stuff is going on, ladies and gentlemen, to take away your civil liberties. And maybe the UN is warning us about that, and we ought to take heed. Anyway, you know, little animals, little worms, little birds and dogs and cats and sucker fish and stuff are so important to the ecological structure of this country. Dr. Kaufman, why should we be upset with the Endangered Species Act? Now, you've had the temerity to say it's unconstitutional. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, one of the things that the globalists have had a problem with in instituting their global agenda is the fact that our U.S. Constitution is designed to stop it. And they don't like that. They would rather have us at their toes and beck and call, literally, being able to tell us exactly what to do. But they can't because of the Constitution. And the Endangered Species Act is just an example of how they are circumventing our Constitution in order to accomplish their goal. And this is not the only treaty, this is not the only law, environmental law in the books, that has a drive from the international community through these interlocking treaties. Much of our wetlands regulations through Sections 404 of the Clean Water Act comes out of the United Nations as well. But the Endangered Species Act is literally predicated, in other words, what I mean is that it was based upon Article 6 of the Constitution. And Article 6, if I can find it real quickly here, this Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, in other words, pursuance thereof the Constitution, and all treaties made, or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, and what is the authority of the United States? It's the Constitution and the people of the United States,
mm-hmm.
shall be the supreme law of the land. What that has been turned into is that by signing a treaty and getting a treaty on board, they are literally circumventing the actual Constitution of the United States. And the reason I'm saying this is that the Endangered Species Act is based on five international treaties. It had no authority. Congress had no authority to pass the Endangered Species Act based on Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, which enumerates 18 powers of the Congress of the United States. So they used Article 6, as I just described, to pass this thing, and centered on this is what you call takings of habitat. That these treaties, in many cases, will say that you cannot take the habitat of an endangered species, especially the CITES Treaty, the Convention on the International Trade of Endangered Species, as well as a very old treaty, actually, the Convention on Nature Protection and Wildlife Preservation in the Western Hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these treaties talk about you can't take or do anything that can hurt this endangered species. And as a consequence, what we're seeing is that literally people are being taken, their land is being confiscated. Now, they still own it, they still have to pay taxes, but they just can't use it because it's habitat of an endangered species, and any use that they make of it will endanger that endangered species. Therefore, the federal government has taken their land for the benefit of this endangered species and to meet the requirements of the Endangered Species Act and totally ignored the Fifth Amendment, which says that the government cannot take land, same word, take, cannot take land for public use without just compensation.
It's amazing to me how blatantly in your face some of this stuff is, and much of it has been proven to be false. There's, of course, that lynx hair or
yes.
fur thing, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But we've got Fred from Salinas calling. Hi, Fred. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon. I was wondering if your guest might talk about the big land trust sales that have been going on all over the country, if he might elaborate on some of that.
Are you talking about the Wildlands Project?
Yes, the Wildlands Project.
Okay, we'll talk about that, and I appreciate your listening, Fred. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Fred. It's been a while since I've looked at the trust issue, but I know what's going on there. I mean, there's so many of these kinds of issues, Fred, that you can't keep up with all of them 100% of the time, and that's one I've let go for probably 6 or 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
But what is happening, if it's a continuation of what's happened before, and I assume it is that some vague environmental law is being applied in a specific area that they want to take over and making it so onerous for the private property owners in that particular area, making it so difficult for them to stay in business or to pay the taxes on their land or use the land or whatever, that they just give up and sell out to a trust. Now, this is a land trust, and the Nature Conservancy is the biggest land trust of them all. So that's what we're talking about here, and that's exactly what happened in the Klamath River area not long, just last year, where
right.
they literally took the water that these farmers had deed to. They had a deed to it for over 100 years. They had the deed on the internet and so forth. It's a legal deed. They own the water rights. And the federal government denied them the use of the water to protect, of course, the snub-nosed
suckerfish. Yeah.
Which needs warm water. But by denying them the water, they had high water, which is cold water. I mean, it was, and this is what the National Academy of Sciences said, there was no scientific justification for the action that was taken by the Fish and Wildlife Service in denying the farmers the water, because it did exactly the opposite. Just like the lynx hair, it was an agenda that was being implemented, not science, and as a consequence, these people had their water taken away. They have to have water to grow the crops on their land, and as a consequence, if it hadn't been for a $20 million bailout, which bailed out some of them, but not all of them, they would have gone under. Literally, the whole basin would have been under by this time.
Mm-hmm.
All they needed to do is 1 year, and these people would have been bankrupt. And they would have, and these national trusts, as Fred was talking about, had come in and offered to buy their land at a depressed price, and once that land was purchased, and this is one of the things that the Nature Conservancy does all the time, they buy this land at a fire sale price because it's depressed because of all the environmental activism and the federal oppression and so forth, enforcing environmental laws and so forth. And then they'll turn around and sell that land to the federal government within 4 to 5 years at a super price, usually double the ad valorem price that existed prior to the harassment.
Hmm.
It is a sure moneymaker, of course, for the Nature Conservancy and these land trusts to be able to do this, to create the kind of horror on these people, to force them out of business, to buy their land at a depressed price, and then resell it back to the government at a elevated price.
And not only does that happen, but you and I, as citizens of these United States, get the pleasure of underwriting the cost of such a thing through our taxes,
yep.
through a 501c3 benefit that's granted to these foundations and so forth and so on. It's just unbelievable that people don't get more upset. I have a map in front of me of the Wildlands Project, and you know the one I'm talking about. It's on your website, too. I think it's all red and orange, and most of the thing is red now, which says core reserves and corridors, little to no human use, and then the next color is sort of a yellowish, and then that's an area that's totally regulated, and then it says normal use, and it's blue, and the lighting's not good here in the studio, but I can't hardly find any blue on that map at all.
Yeah, you're not going to find much blue there, because there isn't much.
If
the Wildlands Project was fully implemented, there would be no blue.
Yeah, I believe. But, you know, the thing that gets me, though, now, I don't know whether this is true or not, and you can set me straight. It strikes me that there are a privileged few who somehow maintain marvelous winter cabins or summer paradise spots in some of these places, and you can go if maybe you're elected to the Senate or something like that. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. The cronyism is very, very obvious in this type of thing, and of course it always is when you have corruption in government. Is that the guys that support you, the cronies that support you and so forth, get all kinds of freebies and bennies out of the type of activity that they do that benefits you personally as a politician.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. They will actually take you and you know, let you ride free on their airplane and so forth. It's terrible, but yet it is a fact of life. And our biggest problem is because we have senators and congressmen in Washington that have no principle whatsoever and are gutless and are just going along for the flow, the prestige, and honestly, they believe that they know what's going on in the world, and they're one of the most ignorant bunch of people I have ever seen.
And we'll come back from the break with a stronger statement from Dr. Michael Kaufman. But right now I'd like to tell you a little bit about a book that I think will set you off on the right path. And I've been talking about it for several days now because I believe that repetition makes reputation in a sense. But from the bottom of my heart, I want to encourage everyone who's listening to the sound of this radio program this afternoon to get a copy of The Brotherhood of Darkness by Dr. Stanley Monti. This is not a big book in that it is not 500 or 600 pages long. It's barely 200 pages, I suppose. But in it, you'll find the answers to the questions that I'm sure is in the back of some of you listeners' mind. That is, why in the world are Dave and Michael talking about this stuff when we know that our government is benevolent and it's here to serve us? And they sound almost like they're ready to get rid of it. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, there is a hidden agenda. And The Brotherhood of Darkness is a book by Dr. Stanley Monti that reveals every aspect of the hidden agenda for you to understand, for you to begin, and I say begin, your journey to a thorough understanding of the 21st century. It's so important that you read this book. You can call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 800-544-8927, and order several copies of The Brotherhood of Darkness by Dr. Stanley Monteith. I've read it. I could not encourage you more strongly that you get those copies, you pass them around, and you read it too. You'll begin to understand.
The Anglo-American establishment gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Well, we're back with the final quarter hour of Thursday's Radio Liberty. My name is Dave Wilson, privileged to be sitting here with Dr. Michael Kaufman, who's on the phone from Bangor, Maine, and we're talking about the United Nations. We're talking about what's really going on here in these United States, and I want to reintroduce you to the concept of going to that website of Dr. Kaufman's that I was talking to you earlier about. That is discerningtoday.org. One of the things that I got off of that, it's been a long time ago, is called the Global Environmental Agenda to World Government and Religion. That's one of the most fascinating documents that I've ever had occasion to read through. And Michael, I'll say it's almost as good as the Brotherhood of Darkness.
Well, thank you.
I say that because they're not exactly the same kind of thing, but yours is a little bit more up to date in some senses. It has a little bit different tack. It gives you the facts and all, and I don't want to dig myself into a hole and tell people that they ought not to get the Brotherhood of Darkness, but these things are important.
Brotherhood of Darkness is an excellent book. Excellent book.
This document gives you good information about what's been going on in the country, good footnotes. You'll understand very clearly if you download it free from Discerning Today, the website of our guest this afternoon, Dr. Michael Kaufman. Well, we've got a phone caller here, and let's talk to Bart and Carmel. Hi, Bart. How are you?
Good, sir. Thank you. And a big, big thank you to both of you gentlemen for this research that you're bringing forth to us. It's so very important that people become aware of this information. Dr. Kaufman, sir, I personally know I'm among many others who are quite horrified at the indoctrination that children are receiving in our public schools. I just heard today on the news that the California school system was now going to begin requiring as part of the curriculum what they called environmental education. This just came out in the news today. Of course, we think of it as more of indoctrination than education. My question for you, sir, is this. There was a person, I believe a woman a while back, who was involved in a project with the public schools called Operation Green Out, and this was to inform the parents of what this really horrendous indoctrination was all about and to get it out of schools if possible. Now, sir, do you know anything about that?
Well, I do not know about Operation Greenout, but I certainly agree with you on what is happening in the sense of actually literally propagandizing our kids into green pantheistic ideology. And it's actually obviously is much worse than that if you go into all the other arenas that they have been forcing on their agenda as well. But I think the thing to remember is that if they're taking an hour out to propagandize our kid in environmentalism, they're taking an hour out of the curriculum for teaching math and English and other of the basic things that the kids need for a fundamentally good liberal education.
I would urge all parents out there, especially those who might just be happening to be tuning into this program, please learn more about what's really going on. We all want a clean environment and clean water and clean air and forests, but what is going on really honestly does not have anything to do with the environment. It's very horrendous. Please get informed, and we've got to stop this nightmare. It's just horrible. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Bart. I can say for one example that I was shown a handout that was given to first graders in a school not 5 miles away from here, where you know how you encourage first graders to color things in, match the words up, and all that sort of stuff to enhance their reading ability and manual dexterity and everything. And it was a great big picture of the Earth, and it had all of the signs there, you know, protect, pray for, et cetera, and they just pasted all these things on the Earth as being something to do, and that was sent home by first graders, or with first graders, and I didn't hear anything about it. I was just lucky enough to get a copy of it, and I was just aghast that something so blatant was there. And of course, now, we have seen, ladies and gentlemen, what can happen. If you look at this is a totally different situation, but the Palestinian Authority has been in charge of their young people since about 1987, 85, something like that. And you can see the kinds of young people that are over there willing to give their lives for an agenda that is horrendous to most people. But that's what they've been raised in, that there is no Israel, there is no benefit to trying to work in any kind of situation to ease the tension over there. These young people are willing to give their lives. We find now that as the globalist agenda is inserted at the kindergarten level, and you can rest assured that it will go all the way through to high school and beyond, that we are going to have in a few years, if we don't right now, people who are simply willing to go to the mat, so to speak, for environmental issues, and that's not even what it's all about. Anyway, my sermon's over. Hi, Jeannie. Have you got a question or comment?
Well, it's nice to hear your voice again, Dave.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're back in the seat. Operation Greenout, the lady that runs that is Holly Swanson.
Oh, I know Holly.
Yeah, and her number is 1-800-684-1992. And she has a website, and that is www.greenout, that's greenout.org. And she is working with a lot of the families up in Klamath Falls, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're targeting the schools up there to get the environmental politics out of the schools.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Good place to start, because these people know firsthand now the horrible agenda that's behind this whole thing.
Yes, and thank you for being there, Dr. Kaufman.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Jeannie. It's good to hear your voice as well.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye now. So Holly Swanson is there behind that, and her number 800-684-1992, or the website greenout.org. And Bart will be happy to have that information, as will all of the people who are listening to us this afternoon. We're coming down to the end of our program here, more or less. And Dr. Kaufman, I'd like for you, if you feel led, to encourage the folks as to maybe some success that we've had in stirring up grassroots, and how shall we equip ourselves to proceed with what seems to be an almost overwhelming supply of money and law and so forth that's working against us.
Yes, it is an overwhelming supply of money. It's an overwhelming power structure as well. But the key thing that we have to remember, first of all, God is in control.
Amen.
And there's nothing that they can do that God does not allow. So our first responsibility is to be on our knees praying about it. And secondly, we have seen over the last 10 years, Dave, a tremendous growth in the number of people who are aware of this. I mean, it's just not 100% or 200%, it's thousands of percent growth in the grassroots networking of people who are now knowledgeable in one way or another of what is going on. And this is their vulnerable point. They cannot stand the light of day. It's like a snake under the rock. They have to stay hidden in order to be successful. And the more people that become aware and are intimately familiar with their agenda, that are asking questions in public meetings and so forth, the more vulnerable they become, because they're nothing but a house of cards. It's a whole pack of lies. And one, all you have to do is pull out the bottom card, or one of the bottom cards, and the whole thing comes tumbling down. And they're going to be vulnerable here as they go to trying to implement the new United Nations Charter to get the United States to ratify it. I'm concerned that they're going to do some other crisis at the same time, so that we're totally focused on that. But that's going to be perhaps our best opportunity of exposing the horrible agenda that's behind all of this.
Well, I appreciate that clarity of thought, and I'd like for you to give that phone number again, your 800 number, and the title of your book so people can call up and order it.
It's 1-800-799-9878. 1-800-799-9878. It's called The Birth of World Government. We also have a video that covers some of the same material. It's 2.5 hours long. It gives all the information in it that you need. And it's called The Final Countdown to the New World, or to the New World Government.
A terrific resource, and I'll be looking forward to getting that myself. That number again is 800-799-9878. Dr. Michael Kaufman, a Christian warrior, and a warrior who is very well understanding of what's really going on in the world. I appreciate your time this afternoon, and I know all the listeners, both here in the Central California coast and all across America via the internet and shortwave, appreciate all that you do. We'll keep you in our prayers, and I can't say thank you enough. So thank you one more time.
Well, thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye now. Dr. Michael Kaufman is always a great conversationalist, has all of the facts, and it excites me to be able to sit here day by day and talk to these kinds of people who really do the hard work for us, who maybe don't have the education, in my case, to be able to delve into the scientific background of all this stuff, or the time, or whatever. They put out great resources. Call 800-799-9878 and order Dr. Kaufman's book, or in the very least, go to his website, discerningtoday.org, and avail yourself of the free information there. I guarantee you that you will not be disappointed in the structure of that website. You know, one of the interesting things about life here in these United States in the 21st century is that we see that many of the old communist rules for revolution, is that a Freudian slip or what, are in place. Remember back in May of 1919 in Dusseldorf, Germany, the Allied forces discovered a copy of these so-called rules. Now, they'll tell you that communism is dead, but don't you believe it. There are all kinds of fascinating things going on. There are 10 rules that if the communists can get them in place, they'll have our nation. And one of them simply says, get control of all means of publicity. And that simply means the media and all the power therein. Well, we need you to help support this media outlet because you know that we have the right story to tell. Become a member of the Radio Liberty family of supporters by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 800-544-8927. And will you please pray for Dr. Stan, the ministry here, your country, and me. And as the Lord tarries, we'll be back again tomorrow at this very same time. Until then.